This is the Good Morning Hamilton podcast on 900 CHML.
More often than not, we need an escape. And lo and behold, this is perfect timing. You'll be able to escape and have a pretty good laugh tomorrow night at the OLG stage at Falls View Casino. Why? Well, that's because Dane Cook, a renowned stand-up comedian and actor, is going to be performing tomorrow, and he will no doubt have you in stitches. All the way from Cambridge, Massachusetts, Dane Cook. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
I am a phenomenal. Glad to see you in Niagara Falls, entertaining the crowd. What can those who go to the show tomorrow night expect?
Okay, well, first of all, I have to say this. I have been doing shows in and around that region for my entire career, which it's 31 years this month doing stand-up comedy. And I remember early gigs, probably about four blocks away from where we're going to be doing this phenomenal show tomorrow night. I played a college hallway. They hired me to perform stand-up comedy. Quite literally, I was standing on something that looked like the size of a milk crate, and standing and performing for students as they walked to and from class. So we've come a long way since the formative years, and we're excited to come back and do another big, big show back up at that spot, which is beautiful.
That's cool. That escapism that I mentioned, you know, it's a wonderful thing that you and other entertainers, musicians, athletes provide, an escape from our daily worries. Does that linger in the back of your mind as you're preparing for a show, or even during or after one of your performances?
I'll tell you, like, a lot of time, Rick, when I'm performing in real time, I find myself sometimes saying and approaching the gig, much like the audience, it's like, I need this. I really need this. The creative outlet to be able to take material that you've honed locally on nightclub stages night after night, and you finally get to air it out and bring it out and show people around the world. But more often than not, it's something that is as necessary for my health and wellness to get up there and give this everything I've got. The one thing that I love to do, and I never want to let myself down or not give it everything I've got, because just like that audience that's sitting there needing those laughs, I need to provide that.
That's pretty cool. Our guest on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML, Dane Cook. He's going to be performing live at the OLG stage at Falls View Casino tomorrow night, 9 p.m. start time. Get your tickets, ticketmaster.ca. Dane, which comedians inspired you to become a comedian?
I remember watching Eddie Murphy one time, and I will tell you, you know, Eddie was saying something that was, you know, of course we know stand-up comedy back in that 80s era was pretty unbridled, I guess we could say today. But I remember watching, you know, Eddie Murphy, and he seemed like not only was he having just the time of his life, but he was so concise in the use of words and the use of modulation and the use of improv when the crowd responded in one way or didn't respond in one way. I found myself looking at somebody like Eddie as like the consummate professional and performer. And I will tell you, 24 years later, there I was at a premiere for a film that I did with Jessica Alba called Good Luck Chuck, and who walked up the red carpet but Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
And I did not know Eddie personally. I never had a chance to perform with him. But he came up, he said some really kind words to me about me and my career, and he knew I liked to work with the community. He appreciated that, and he's like, because of that, I wanted to show you some support. And then I'm sitting in the dark movie theater, and the very first funny thing that happened in the dark theater, I heard, and it was the greatest moment to have like this full circle, somebody that was a hero of mine later come and support my show.
You've been in a few Hollywood movies. You mentioned Good Luck Chuck, Mystery Men, Employee of the Month, Planes. Are we going to see you on the big screen again?
You know, it's really about if there's great material, I'd love to work. But I would never sell myself or my fans short by jumping in and doing something that I thought was just ham-fisted and not properly put together. So, yes, I'd love to be doing more film work, but I tend to turn down a lot because I feel it's a little derivative and sometimes not where I've evolved to in my own life in comedy. On the behind the camera, I've got a series that I'm getting ready to direct, and I've got a film that I'm also getting ready to star in and direct. So probably more behind the camera work is As the stand-up comic tour wraps up, I'll be jumping into something probably behind the camera.
Our guest on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML, Dane Cook, renowned stand-up comedian and actor. He is going to be leaving you in stitches tomorrow night at 9 p.m. That's the start time, live at OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.ca. How much of you is in the stories that you share and the jokes that you deliver?
Oh, more than ever. It's and necessary, because we're in a time where, you know, if you're going to be up there, especially if you're going to really swing for the fences and you're going to tell some outrageous stories and some things that either happened to you or from you, you've got to be able to own that first person perspective. I think audiences more than ever really want and demand that. So for me, it's really sharing just that. You know, the new routine is called Perfectly Shattered Tour for a reason. It's all the moments that kind of broke my life apart for the right reasons, and all the places where I thought I had a handle on whatever it was, and proving myself wrong. So I think I probably, at my own expense, get the most laughs, but it is fun once in a while to challenge the audience and say something that's a little outlandish, just to kind of see how that sets.
Last one for you, and I'm keeping you here. Is there going to be a Dane Cook Above It All Part 2? Because, I mean, that comedy special was, number one, so unique, and number two, extremely funny.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, we're actually editing it right now. The two nights that I had the privilege of working with the great Marty Kullner, who directed the special. He also directed Vicious Circle and Isolated Incident that I did in my career. We did enough material over those two nights that the whole purpose was, if the first one works and we feel like we captured lightning in a bottle, then let's put together that second night of material. So probably in the summer, if people want to check out DaneCook.com, they can follow suit and see the new stuff when it drops.
That is wicked. I also encourage our listeners to go to Ticketmaster.ca. Get your tickets for tomorrow night's Dane Cook Live at the OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. Dane, thanks for the time. Best of luck. Break a leg tomorrow night.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me.
Should be a great show. Again, Ticketmaster.ca for your tickets and more on Dane Cook. Go to his website, DaneCook.com.
Thanks for listening to the Good Morning Hamilton podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment, going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains, made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.